Hot FM's Brownie and EJ.
When are you getting married, EJ? When are you getting married,
EJ? For a while.
Oh, damn it.
It's too expensive. Hey, if you want to shout me a ceremony and reception.
Hey, if you want. Definitely. The backyard of mine's pretty big. Just make like one of those arches of balloons.
No,
the guys
with
in promotions
the Hot
team. Yeah, they do a good job of that. So there you go. Look, you save on money. You can have a smoke machine there if you want to.
I do have some restrictions, but I don't think that that will be allowed. And definitely not a smoke machine, because there's been some pretty bad run-ins with smoke machines lately, especially in weddings around central Queensland.
Yeah, interesting story coming up this morning of a couple who got married back in May 10. Fantastic day. Everything's going absolutely incredible. The day of your life, you're loving it so, so much, until the smoke machine caused a little bit of some dramas.
Yeah, the DJ's at fault, because he's the one who had the smoke machine on. And it actually set off the fire alarms, which had the entire wedding party evacuated. And it was just as the meals were arrived and served on the table as well, which really sucks.
Oh, this is a shame too, because you would think, I didn't think smoke machines like that actually release like real smoke. I thought it was like mist or something like that. But
yeah,
no, as it turns out, that's not the case.
It was at the Gladstone Entertainment Centre as well, so you would have thought that they'd be used to like smoke machines and stuff there, because with all the concerts and events that they have, it's a bit strange that it set it off. I'm not sure on the finer details, but you can imagine all the guests sitting there, the fire alarms go off just as the meals come out, and all the wedding guests, their first thought was, oh, this must be a part of the ceremony. This must be like a joke or something fun, like maybe the bride and groom are about to start like dancing, or maybe something exciting is about to happen.
Like evacuate the dance floor comes on, but it's actually evacuate the dance floor. There's a fire in there.
Yeah.
It's funny you mention that too, because the fireys actually came along to this wedding as well and ran inside. And a lot of the guests actually thought it was part of the show, like strippers rocking up to the wedding, which, look, don't get me wrong, strippers at a wedding would be okay.
Oh, I don't think so.
I may have strippers at mine. You never know.
Oh, God.
I don't know what kind of wedding I've got planned. I know. I haven't given that much thought. But anyway, an eventful wedding, still getting people talking about it to this day, which is great to see.
Yeah. I'm hoping that the guests at this wedding didn't throw dollar coins or $5 notes, whatever you throw, that direction. I don't think the fireys would have been too impressed. Okay, maybe don't throw dollar coins at anybody. Didn't think that one through. That's a bit unsafe.
You can tell who's been to one of those adult nightclubs and who hasn't on this show. Making it rain. No, EJ, that's what we call making it hail in Australia. 17 away from 8 on Hot FM with Brownie and EJ. We should just go one night. I'll take you there and
no,
you can
thanks.
Go experience what it's like inside.
I'll just go look in a mirror if I want to see that. Thanks.
Hot FM's Brownie and EJ. Yeah.